Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood Sun Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities vary as the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head well off the beaten track to Russia's Murmansk, the largest city in the Arctic Circle. Monocle's Theo Mertz is our guide to the local cuisine, which, in spite of the harsh conditions, is bursting with flavour.
If you're choosing a restaurant now, in London, Paris or Berlin, what factors are you basing your choice on? Maybe it's the quality of the food, maybe it's the prices, maybe it's the atmosphere. And most of the time, it's a combination of the three. What you're probably not thinking about is whether the food is going to help you to survive the winter. But things are a little different in Murmansk, a Russian port that's the biggest city in the Arctic Circle. In January, I travelled to Murmansk from my home in Moscow to write an article about how the 300,000 people who live there make it through the polar night. The city, in the west of Russia, about 100 miles from the border with Norway, is so far north that for 40 days in the winter, it has no direct sunlight at all. It's not completely black. When the sun comes close to the horizon, there is a pre-dawn light and then a sunset light for a few hours, but the darkness nevertheless takes its toll on the locals. When I asked people about how they got through this period, I expected to hear about seasonally affective disorder lamps, the importance of trying to stay positive, the importance of exercise, or maybe how a little bit of vodka could take the edge off. What I didn't expect was there to be quite so much focus on food as a way of combating the winter blues. And I really didn't expect that much of the food on offer would be so good. My culinary journey began on the 36-hour sleeper train up from Moscow. There are flights that take just over 2 hours, but if you're making the trip to Murmansk to see some of the stunning Arctic landscapes around the city, or perhaps catch a glimpse of the northern lights, it's certainly worth going the slow way. Not least for the locals who come to sell their wares on platforms as you approach the Arctic Circle, offering cartons of berries, homemade jams and pies. On the second evening, the photographer I was travelling with picked up a smoked whitefish for our dinner, a meaty, oily northern fish that's similar to salmon. The smell didn't make us too popular with our fellow travellers, but it was delicious. Once we arrived in Murmansk, we set out for a swim with what Russians call walruses, people who jump through holes in frozen over lakes and swear that the icy dip is what keeps them going through the winter. I asked one of them, Alexander, whether he took any supplements for his diet. No, he laughed. You get everything you need from fish, especially herring and the cod for which Murmansk is famous in the rest of Russia. Alexander catches his own cod, but there's no need to do this yourself. Instead, head to Tundra, the city's most fashionable restaurant. Here, Murmansk cod is served with a side of crabbed mashed potatoes, or there are salmon steaks, which the locals swear are tastier than their Norwegian cousins. There's a rich potato soup with local scallops, or there's giant crab, which Tundra insists is imported from the far east of Russia, as it's illegal to catch them here for environmental reasons. Desserts are heavy on local berries, and there are also berry-infused teas. The walls are decorated with dried moss in a nod to the rustic menu. If you're after something meatier, try a restaurant called Sarskaya Ohota, or the Royal Hunt, that's owned by the same people as Tundra. This one's a little bit kitschier, with Russian folk decorations and furs hanging over wooden beams. There's fish here too, but there are also several variations on reindeer on the Arctic-themed menu. Strips of meat served with celery mash, or a reindeer heart on a bed of blueberry sauce. In terms of local booze, there are flavoured spirits called nastoyki, or a vodka-like liquor called polugar. For something sweet, try a cafe called Maroshki, named after the Arctic fruit that in English is called cloudberry. The cafe's just behind the city's main drag, Lenin Avenue, and there are plenty of good pastries here, but the highlight has to be pancakes with sour cream and cloudberry jam. The fruit looks like an orange raspberry, and in terms of taste, it's a little bit like a cross between a raspberry and a gooseberry. You can find it brewed in teas in Murmansk too. If, after all of this, you're still feeling the dark, head to the best-lit restaurant in town, the world's northernmost, McDonald's. Unfortunately, there's no reindeer burger or cloudberry McFlurry, but there is a little plaque next to the counter that testifies to the outlet's distinction. If you do order here, remember, it's medicinal. According to local doctors, fatty, comforting, bright foods are the best way to make it through the polar night. For Monocle in Murmansk, I'm Theo Mertz.
This has been episode number 170 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Theo for this week's tour in Murmansk. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.